Well, good morning, everybody. Darren Saul here, your host of Saul Searching, the Saul Recruitment Podcast, episode 22. And I have the lovely Maria Van Vukos here with me. How are you, Maria?
I'm well, thanks, Darren. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for joining me in the Saul Recruitment Studios, virtual studios. And for everybody out there, we're going to be chatting about something very interesting, NLP, and how to create accelerated change to show up better in business and life. So Maria is the founder and director of The Conscious CEO. She's a trainer of NLP, hypnosis, and timeline therapy, and a master NLP coach. Maria has helped many individuals across various industries make a profound difference in their business and life by understanding the workings of the human psyche to reach the deepest structure of our unconscious mind to bridge the gap with business strategies. So welcome, Maria.
Thanks, Darren. That was a great intro.
Oh, thank you very much. My pleasure. So Maria, I've always been fascinated by NLP, and over the years, people have spoken a little bit about NLP, but I'm sure there's lots of people out there that would love to know more about it because it's becoming more and more prominent these days. And I think we're really understanding the benefits of NLP and how that can make a difference to our lives and our, you know, business and personal. So I'd like to maybe take a little step back and kind of get your story. How did you get into NLP? Why do you love NLP? And then we'll kind of move further into a bit more detail. So the floor is yours.
Yeah, sure. No worries. So my journey with NLP started back when I was in the police force many years ago. Yeah. And I was working with a number of different people. And the biggest thing with working in the police or any sort of public servant sector is knowing how to communicate effectively with others. Sure. And also how to be able to resolve conflict or any sort of problems that occur quite quickly and efficiently, especially in that industry, you have to think on your toes.
Yeah.
So during my time in the police force, I was observing and I noticed how many people within that industry actually lack that big part in what they do.
Yep.
And essentially created more conflict than what there potentially was at, you know, certain times. And so I went through the police force and I experienced certain situations, people, places and things where I was put up against a lot of stuff and really didn't know how to deal with certain things.
Yeah.
Effectively and efficiently. And, you know, sometimes you tend to suppress these things and eventually at a later point, they show up and they turn up.
Yeah.
During my time in the police, I made a change. I wanted to make a change because I wasn't happy and fulfilled. I enjoyed what I did, but I wasn't passionate about what I was doing. And I was always interested in how people can create the things that they want, not just by simply the actions that they do, but how they actually think and what they're thinking in order to create these specific outcomes. So I decided to take charge of my life and I left the police force and then I went into business for myself. And I came up against many different things while I started a business.
Yeah.
Limiting beliefs, limiting decisions, all these self-talk that really got me down and inhibited my progress in where I wanted to go. So then I discovered this thing called NLP and I was like, what is this NLP? And during that time, I had gone through some personal issues with relationships and also I was in a bit of a funk with my own personal life outside of my career. And I came across this person called Tony Robbins.
Yeah.
And
I think I know him.
Yeah, so Tony Robbins was one of the people that brought NLP to the forefront and made it well known within the world today. Yeah, so all of his techniques are based off NLP, which is from Richard Bandler, who is one of the creators of NLP.
Yeah.
So I looked into, I'm thinking, what is this NLP? I'm really curious to know how to be able to really take charge of my life, but also make a difference in other people's lives in doing so. So I went to this big, I think it's a 3-day seminar where you go to UPW, which is the Unleash the Power Within with Tony Robbins, and you dance around and you walk on fire and you say, Kumbos, Kumbos, Kumbos. And you feel like a champion after those 3 days. So I was exposed to, at that point, what these tools and techniques were, but wasn't really sure how to be able to really apply them in my own personal life. Like, I created a shift within myself, but I'm like, okay, how do I take this into my career? Yeah. So then I went out and I discovered how to be able to get trained as a coach and then a master coach and now as a trainer, to be able to help others with these tools and techniques to accelerate change. Because change is always happening. It's just a matter of how quickly we can actually do it in the most efficient manner. So that's kind of my journey in terms of how I went on the path of neurolinguistic programming.
I love it. You've just brought up three amazing points. I love that. Change is always happening, but it's just about how we are aware of it and how fast we can actually execute that change or facilitate that change.
Absolutely. But
really interesting what you said before about a lot of the time in life, people tend to come across situations and we actually make them worse because we don't know how to deal with them. So that's, you know, from your time in the police force. So that really struck with me. And my other question was, when you left the police force and you went to start your own business, that obviously was a different business to your NLP business, isn't it?
Yeah. So back then I was a naturopath and a personal trainer.
Oh, there you go.
So I worked in the holistic health, say, industry, and I was helping people on a physical level, but I wanted to be able to make a shift on the mental level with them as well. So, yeah.
And then obviously after those 3 days with Tony Robbins, you walked on fire and you said, that's it, it's changed my life. And what was that experience like, by the way, walking on fire?
Oh, it was the most empowering and profound state that you could be in, because obviously for me personally, I'd never reached that point of what that would feel like before or ever in my life previously. So to be around thousands and thousands of people and they're cheering you on and they're supporting you and you're like, oh my goodness, I can do this. I didn't even know these people, but now they're my friends.
And everybody did it without any issues.
Absolutely.
And no after effects, no burns, no nothing.
No, because the thing is, right, it's all within your mental state of mind in terms of what you're focusing on. If you're focusing on the heat in the coals, you can burn your feet. You know, where focus goes, attention, focus goes, energy flows. Yeah. But if you're focusing on the kumbos, 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 your mind automatically goes into that place and therefore deletes what's actually happening over here.
Wow. So you can actually change your physiology.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
My Lord, that's incredible. But now, in terms of that, in terms of change, obviously, you know, everybody wants to make change. We've all got baggage. We all carry things subconsciously throughout our lives. And a lot of people want to make change, but they never seem to manage to do it, or they shy away from it, or they think it's too hard. Why is that? What's the reason, your experience, why people are adverse to change?
Well, it's because change is never easy and change is never comfortable. So if change was... this is what people perceive, that change is too hard and they would rather stay in what we call the gray zone, for them to be able to feel safe, have that security, and to be able to know and predict what's happening. Yeah. Like I said to you, change is always occurring, but it's just a matter of being aware as to where that change is happening. So you could be one of these people that could be in a job that has been, you know, in there for like 10 years and you're like, well, I haven't been fired yet. My partner's still with me. They haven't divorced me. My kids are, you know, are great. They're not in jail. They're the kind of responses where people have when they're in that gray zone, that comfort zone, is because it's familiar and it's predictable.
And it's like that saying, when it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Status quo is fine. Let's just leave it at that.
Absolutely. And the thing is, right, if people want to evolve and create that change, we've got to look at different ways in terms of how can we improve the quality of life or the business that we have, yeah, to be able to make those small changes as we go along. Yeah. And people can be either open, close, or it's what we call in NLP, open, close, or arrested, which means that they're open to the change. They'll go with the process. They're willing to do everything, anything that they can. Like, people come to me with these to do interventions, and some of them will be like, yep, just do, like, we're going to do this and I just want to get the result. I'll do anything and everything in order to get my result. Yeah. And that's open to change. People that are a little bit more resistant to the change, they're holding on to their limitations and their limiting beliefs because that's where the comfort is and that's what keeps them stuck. Yeah. And having a feeling of no choice within that comfort zone. However, because they're familiar within that space, they hold on to it so tightly, which prevents them from actually creating any change.
Wow. And I mean, amazing, you know, because normally we all go to different things and we want to make changes and we say to ourselves, oh yeah, I'm going to change that, or next week I'm going to start my diet or whatever it is. But we always have that underlying subconscious resistance, which means we're not really open to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. We can be open, but it's just a matter of how much we're willing to actually take on or create that shift within ourselves.
Yeah, so true. And if I kind of tailor this a little bit to the corporate world, I mean, what are the real benefits of making serious change and overcoming self-limiting beliefs from an employee, employer, colleague, business results point of view? I just want to get your spin on what you
think. That's a great question. And I've seen this time and time again where you'll have upper level management, like the board of directors, the executives that have the teams. Yeah. And before I go in and I work with any of them, you'll see them managing each other and managing the lower people in their teams. And what happens is unconsciously we bring up our own limiting beliefs and our limiting decisions and we project them onto everyone else. Yeah. And then they project them back onto us, which creates conflict within business or within team culture. And then people are wondering, well, why is this person not doing this job? Or why is this person not really listening to my instructions effectively? So being what we call a higher level of thinking to the people that you are managing allows you to problem solve and lateral think quite quickly to be able to assist and support those other people to be better in their role and for you also to be the better leader that you can be. Yep. Now, there's also alignment that is really imperative, especially in the corporate world. So you can have limiting beliefs that are the drivers, but the main unconscious drivers within team culture are your values. So if there isn't any alignment within the values with the upper management and within the actual teams in the business, that can create conflict, which brings out all limiting beliefs and limiting decisions within the working environment. So getting that alignment is crucial from the beginning as an individual, but also as a business as a whole as well.
Really interesting. So in other words, you could come in and do a lot of NLP training, but if the people are not aligned with each other, nothing's really going to make a difference. You're not going to have a cohesive team at the end of the exercise.
Absolutely. Like, it's like the glue. Values are the glue to any sort of team and business culture. If the glue is runny and it's not sticking, you're going to have problems with things being, you know, constructed effectively. The structure's going to fall apart. Gotcha. So you've got to make sure that the glue is mixed in a certain way to be able to create the right foundations for the business to grow on.
I love that. And these days, you know, more and more so nowadays, over the last few years, I'm finding companies are even more focused on hiring for values and culture more so than skills. Whereas, you know, 2 to 3 to 5 years ago, it was a little bit more swaying the other way, but now it's really changed. And, you know, good because of that, because I think it really makes a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, in HR specifically, right, a lot of people now are going out and basing their decisions on the person's personality rather than the skills. Now, you've got to know whether or not, for example, one person who is very entrepreneurial and that's coming in for a position that is entrepreneurial, that's really got all these great ideas, they're really motivated, but you want to know whether or not they have those qualities, because they'll end up leaving in 6 months' time. You've got to know another person whether or not they're actually really dedicated, loyal, and they're just wanting to have a job and make the money, and you know that they're going to be there for the next 10 years. So knowing that difference in terms of what they value most and what their drivers are in how to get them motivated is absolutely imperative within any business culture.
I love it. You've just hit the nail on the head. For me, it's about their drivers. That's the perfect word to use. What all human beings are driven by certain things. So if you can understand what people's drivers are, whether they're personal, financial, emotional, or whatever else, it can make a huge difference to your hiring. But how are corporates now using NLP and using NLP training and coaching in what they do? Give us an example of what people are doing more so these days.
Yeah, sure. So a big part of NLP is linguistics. So understanding how to use language, and what we do is I teach people how to use language in what we call conversational change. And understanding how the mind works and how the mind processes language in order to be able to communicate to a person based on what we call their filters. Yep. And these in NLP, these are called metaprograms. So by teaching, for example, HR recruiters about metaprograms and values, that would be the key thing in order for them to know how to be able to really select the right people for their teams. Nice. And for their business.
Nice. So in other words, teaching them what to look for and how to ask the right questions and identify the people with the right values using metaprograms. Is that right?
Yeah. So that is definitely, but it's more about understanding the unconscious, which is most people are not conscious of. Mm-hmm. Because what happens is when we go and do some of these personality profiling, personality tests, they tend to put people in boxes, which isn't really looking at the unconscious patterns and motivators and values of that person. It just looks at what we call the surface values. Yep. So knowing how to identify the deep structured unconscious values will know how they actually get motivated, what causes them to stay, and what will cause them to leave in a job. And then also the metaprogram. So this is how people actually filter and process information. And whether that be their big picture, so global, or their specific, they process it from, you know, details to big picture, or they prefer to process information where they have to go away on their own and process it, or they come and do that within discussing it within the team. So knowing each person's filters it changes everything in terms of communication.
Wow. I mean, that's a bit of a light bulb moment just went up in my head, because traditionally in the corporate world, it's always been DISC and Myers Briggs and all that kind of stuff. So you're saying that deals more with the conscious behavioral insights, whereas NLP can help you go deeper to the subconscious level and the value level.
Yeah, absolutely. Those other tests are great. They really get a big picture, but to really hone down into the individual itself, looking at that on a much more deeper scale would be much more profound and also create more cohesiveness in a business.
Okay, love it. And so obviously you do a lot of work with corporates as well as individuals. So I'd love to kind of get some insight into your toolbox. What do you kind of do with corporates, and what do you do with individuals to help them really make life-changing progress?
Yeah, sure. So I work with people one-on-one, and what we do is we call the Business Accelerator. Yep. And that's a one-on-one business program where we identify what past limiting beliefs and negative emotions, even anchors that have happened that's causing them to run at an unconscious level that they're not conscious of. So being able to expand their thinking and their conscious awareness of their own behaviors allows them to think differently and also to communicate differently. Working with a lot of business owners, what I have found is that they're so unaware of their own behaviors that they tend to make decisions based on emotion rather than to critically think about things in order to understand it from a business perspective. Yep. And a classic example of this is you have an employee and the boss always reacts in a really angry manner, and the employee goes, "Why is he always angry at me?" And the boss goes, "Oh, you know, this person just does not listen to me." So there's a miscommunication. So being able to teach people what their filter systems are and know how to be able to get into rapport with the other person to be able to communicate and get their message across in an effective manner allows someone to be able to not only be innovative within their role, but also grow as an individual and essentially create more money for the business as well.
Right. So it's about communication, really. Like the basis of this is allowing you and giving you the skills to communicate better with your team, your colleagues, your management, so you can have a better results.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fascinating. In terms of case studies, I'd love to hear some stories about how you might have helped organizations. Without mentioning any names, of course, but maybe give us an example of how you went in, did a few sessions with a particular organization that had some issues, and then at a certain time later on, you followed up, and the results were, you know, mind-boggling. It was a total change in behavior.
Yeah, sure. So I previously worked with a finance company, and what I did is I ran the Leadership Accelerator, which is the NLP practitioner training. Yep. Now, this was with the board of directors and the upper management. And what they were wanting to do was they were getting results in their business. They were quite successful. They're an established business, but they wanted to be able to take their business to the next level. They also wanted to know how to be able to communicate better in their sales process and negotiation process, but also know how to create a better team culture within their business as well. So what we did was I took them through all the NLP techniques, as well as the NLP coaching side, which is where all the government organizations and also Tony Robbins coaches and so forth go and get trained in this particular system and modality for them to be able to go out and coach their teams as well. So what I did is I worked through those. I identified what their problems were within their business itself. And then during that training, I actually helped solve their problems in real time to create that change within the business. Yep. While they were working on each other using these tools and techniques to eliminate limiting beliefs, limiting decisions, negative emotions, and also to be able to create more alignment within the upper management level.
Wow.
Yeah, so I did that for it was a 5-day training. Yep. And they increased their sales. They were able to create better communication within their teams. Now, during this time, right, it was COVID, so most of their teams had been sent home, so they had to learn how to adapt really quickly. Right. To be able to know how to communicate but also implement new systems. So what this does, it expands the thinking to know how to laterally think and problem solve quite efficiently. Yeah. And be adaptable, especially during these times. And a great message that I got from one of the directors was, "I'm so busy, and we've been so overwhelmingly busy." He said, "If I hadn't learned these techniques, I would have fallen into a heap of a hole because I would have been so stressed." So he was really happy that he was able to know how to be able to manage his state, manage his thinking, and also increase his performance during these times.
Sensational. And you followed up with them since, and they're all still maintaining their way of thinking?
Absolutely. They've improved their sales process as well. And
Wow. And would you say that obviously once you do a training like that, if you really take it on board, you can use that forever? Like you don't need to, you know, you might need to do a little bit of a refresher courses or maybe work on some different modalities. But once you've made that switch, or that you've had that internal click, you're like a light bulb was opened and you'll always be hopefully thinking in that way forever.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like a jump start to where you're wanting to head. And with anything that you do, if you don't use it, you lose it. So you've got to really apply things and not just put the book back on the shelf and let, you know, hope things will just happen automatically. Yeah. So with any skill and technique that you learn, you've got to be able to adopt it and apply it in order to keep making those changes. Now, with NLP, Leadership Accelerator is just one level, and there are levels that, you know, can expose you to more techniques, tools and techniques at a much more bigger scope that you can use. For example, in HR, you would use all the tools and techniques that are in the Elite Leadership Accelerator, which is the next level up. Sure. And that's a 15-day training as well.
Oh, fantastic. And not to mention, I mean, anything you learn, even that relates to a business, in your business environment, will undoubtedly help you at home. I mean, family lives must be transformed, their lives, their relationships with their friends. Oh my God, you're a new person. What happened? Oh, I did a training course with Maria.
It's funny you say that, because a lot of people that come to these trainings have a really profound transformation, and they'll go home and their partner's still in the gray zone, and they'll look at them and they'll go, wow, you've changed.
I can imagine.
So then you get the people that have already come, and they'll come back to me for coaching in other areas of life, in like relationships, or they're wanting to improve their health, or they're wanting to, you know, work on spirituality. There's various, you can use all these tools and techniques in any context of life.
Right. And you can, as you say, you might get a phone call from their wife or their husband. Say, my wife or husband just did a course. I want to book in now.
Yeah, I've had that.
Wow, fantastic, Maria. Well, I mean, that is absolutely sensational and fascinating, because I think more and more these days, where, as we discussed earlier, values, how we behave, how we think, our inner dialogue, our level of emotional intelligence is what's becoming more and more important, and what we put on a pedestal when it comes to identifying the right people to hire, and also the right people to reward and the right people to promote in business. And I think, you know, having an understanding of NLP or getting some awareness about what Maria does is fascinating and probably crucial to your business if you want to make serious change moving forward. So I try and urge everybody to do some research, check out Maria's website. But actually, Maria, in terms of how to find you, what would be some of the best ways that we can get in contact with you?
Yeah, sure. So you can connect with me on LinkedIn, which is Maria Van Vuklis. My website is www.mariavanvuklis.com. Or you can connect with me on Facebook, Maria Van Vuklis. And I've got a group as well, which has a whole heap of resources in there. So, yeah.
Awesome. Fantastic. I'm going to put all the links to that in the show notes for everybody. But Maria, it's been an absolute pleasure. Fascinating discussion. And I want to delve into this again. But before we let you go, I always like to ask my guest, what can you leave us with today? Just a really little actionable skill or tip that people can take on their journey and change or start the process of change right now.
Beautiful. Yeah, no worries. a great simple tool is, if you come up against any sort of conflict within your life, doesn't have to be in the context of business, in any area, and you're not sure why this has happened, The key is to look at yourself and to look within. And the key question to ask yourself is, why have I created this in my world? And what is there to learn from this that's positive for my future? Because we're in order to really observe our own behaviors and then create, get the learnings, which is what we call getting resources, it creates and expands choice in order for you to do things differently.
I love that. So why have I created this, and what can I learn from this? I just love that, because you've now taking all, there's no one can possibly play the blame game. You're saying, what have I done? What has been my contribution to put me in this situation? You know, it might not only be just you that's caused it, but you still have played a part in it. So identifying that first and trying to learn from it and change is step one.
Absolutely, because you can only change yourself, you can't change the other person. So making the changes within yourself first will create change outside of you.
Sensational. Very wise words. And I hope everybody takes that on board. And Maria, absolutely sensational. Thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks, Darren. Appreciate it.
As I mentioned, everybody out there, please check out Maria's work. I'm going to put all the links in the show notes. And I hope everybody has a fantastic day. And we'll see you very, very soon for another episode. Bye for now.